This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
It's that time of year, and we get nervous talking about it, but it's spring break time.
Spring breaking it.
What did you do on spring break? Now, we've got a story of a massive all-female brawl.
Oh, yeah.
That broke out. But we want you to understand this. We want your epic spring break stories.
Either way, though.
If they're happy and positive, like you ran it, I feel like somebody listening right now has been at a party that Pitbull showed up at.
Pitbull?
Don't you think that he,
he's like spring break guy,
yeah. Maybe you were somewhere. Didn't we have a story one time where somebody was like in Padre or somewhere, and Ed Sheeran just showed up at the party and started playing songs?
That's right.
So it can be
epic that way.
It can be epic that way, or it can be epic like this. A massive brawl involving dozens of women in bikinis broke out in South Beach, Florida.
Bikini brawl. These ladies were going at it.
Maybe we should just change this to bikini brawling.
Hey.
Okay, here's the thing about spring break stories. We'll keep telling this story in a second, but like, is it mostly guys who have spring break stories? Because guys do stupid, guys do stupid stuff and then brag about it.
Yes.
Women do stupid stuff and no one will be the wiser.
There it is.
Had it not been for that guy who started filming the Girls Gone Wild videos.
Nice.
Extra points if you're a female and you're willing to admit weird things happen like this thing. The video's gone viral. It shows women pummeling one another in the middle of the road. Two female bystanders try to step in and pull the brawlers apart, only to get into separate fights themselves.
Yep.
There's no word on what may have sparked the fight and no word on whether the police got involved.
It's crazy because you watch the video, they all paired off. There's like 30, 20 ladies and they all pair off.
You know, it's weird. Like, we'll tell a story about, you know, hey, did you see that weirdly, really cute puppy video or whatever? And you're like, no, I didn't. Or like, hey, did you see that one where the soldier comes home and he's dressed as a mascot? You're like, no, I didn't. And then when it's, hey, did you see the bikini brawl? It's like, yeah, it's weird. They all paired off. Like, it's the one time you've ever been enticed to actually click on
a link
on our own page.
Yes.
You're just disinterested in it. Oh, is it a feel-good video? Why don't you just describe it to me, Slacks? Because I don't have time to do that old click through.
But I found plenty of time.
Hey, here you are.
Yep.
How did I know? You'd be like, so Slacks, the one in the yellow? She's got a career in MMA. I don't know if anybody's approached her yet. That's a pretty epic spring break tale.
That is.
So there's somebody else who says, I was in LA for spring break and I ran into Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, wow.
That's the kind of story we want.
Gordon was on the beach in his white tunic wears to cook. And
is that what he wears? Oh, that's right. I was thinking of Alton Brown. Gordon Ramsay's the mean one.
He's the honest one.
Mean, honest.
Yeah.
He's blonde hair with like fiery.
Yes,
oh, God. I was thinking of Alton Brown, the really slim guy
one.
With the. He hosts a lot of like the.
Is he mean too?
Chopped. Or like different shows. He doesn't host Chopped. That's the other dude.
I think I've seen that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, Gordon was walking into a chic LA restaurant with another very stern looking man. This person flip-flopped over them so hard, they were just like, oh my God, can I shake your hand? And he was like, kind of a D-bag to him. It's like, I'm on spring break and I can't believe I ran into a celebrity.
Yeah.
They found out about an hour later that he was walking in with that other man to shut down the restaurant they were walking into.
Oh.
There had been a mess of lawsuits for years.
No.
He was closing the chic Los Angeles restaurant with the Ramsay name, and a dumb kid in a Hawaiian shirt ran up to him on spring break.
Hi. Yeah.
So that now you've got the gamut. You've got the bookmarks. Mm-hmm. Spring break bikini brawling, ran into a celebrity, anything in between. If you've had a spring break experience, we want to hear all about it. Got another story of somebody who they went backpacking in Europe. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's spring break.
Yeah, why are you?
Isn't that your gap year thing?
Thank you.
You don't do that.
Go have fun. That's just a work.
I guess, well, there are people who find exercise
physical. That's fun.
Steve.
What?
Your disdain for all things, even remotely physically.
Yeah.
Walking is fun? What?
That's something you have to do to get one from one place to
another. What kind of fool breathes for fun?
Yes.
This person went backpacking in Europe for spring break. Mm. First stop was visiting my girlfriend who was studying abroad in Greece.
Yeah.
The day before I left for Munich, I joined class on an archaeology dig. Now, this is spring break. Is that right? This feels like a freaking field trip. At the dig, we were up on top of a mountain. We hiked up. I dislocated my knee.
Ooh.
I ended up having to slide down the entire length of the mountain on my butt and was stuck in Greece in bed for 90% of my spring break.
Okay, that sucks. Stop doing archaeology digs and stuff.
Yeah, okay, spring break is about attaching PVC pipe to funnels and drinking whatever comes out of it.
Right.
Not...
Exactly.
I mean, we don't want to discourage you, because, I mean, remember, I had a friend who, spring break in Mexico, day one, rented the scooter, didn't realize there were speed bumps.
Yeah, just wrecked himself
hard.
Hit
the speed bump going like 40-some miles an hour.
Ouch.
On a little Mexican scooter that was barely held together by duct tape and regret.
Then he got to experience their healthcare system shortly after.
For 2 weeks, laid up in a hospital. Yeah. Spring break was only a week long.
I know.
So he lost his whole spring break and a whole week of whatever. Here's another one. Went to Rocky Point for spring break a few years ago. Got pulled over by 3 cop cars, 6 or 7 cops. Tear their car apart, destroying everything in the process.
What?
They even got cavity searched, the guys more than the ladies. The cops were asking them where their drugs were.
Wow.
They were only consuming booze on the trip, but they had been profiled by local law enforcement.
Oh, that is the worst.
Cavity searched?
Gee, over and over again?
I've never been cavity searched. Wow. I've had cops go through my car, but not...
Really?
Dude, when I had the long hair...
Oh, you were profiled.
Oh my God. Everybody just assumed I was selling something. What is it? What are we going to find? Weed? X? What? What do you got? I'm like, I don't know, guitar picks?
And my band spats?
Yes. Here, I got that. It's so dumb. I have elixir strings for a 12th string. Is that code for something, boy?
Exactly.
No. I'm on my way to spring break. I'm going to see if I can play songs for girls. Stupid.
Well,
my spring break stories suck. All right, we're hoping yours don't. Be it happy and you saw a celebrity, or you got in fights, or you got drunk and you barfed on somebody you didn't know.
Yeah.
We want your epic spring breakness. Sammy?
Yes.
Yes. Spring break?
Yeah. Okay, so my friends and I went out on spring break. We thought we'd go to Florida, as everyone does, and we partied really hard. And then when the day came, we thought we'd leave a little early and miss the crowds. We actually all missed our flights, except for 2 of our friends.
Ugh.
So we rescheduled it for the next day, paid $200. Okay, missed our flight the second time. We were partying and hungover. Next morning, we were determined. We set all of our alarms, right? And then we decided to party. We ended up sleeping in the wrong hotel room with a group of people we met.
Oh, my God.
And had to reschedule it one last time. And we actually stayed at the airport so we would not miss it. And this includes, like, moving all of our luggage back and forth and back and forth.
Oh.
You didn't really want to go home. I mean, missed flight one time, that's, yeah. But after that, it's on you.
It was freshman year of college. Like, we were all pre-med students. It was time to let loose.
It was.
Did your parents know where you were?
Yeah, they knew where we were. We told them we were doing more college visits to see if we wanted to transfer over. Well, that was my excuse.
Oh, my
God. Otherwise, yeah.
All right, did you have, I mean, I don't know if it's polite to ask this, but did you have lots of relations?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know if I recall most of them.
Dang, Sammy.
The ones I do.
Jeez.
All right, but you didn't end up on Girls Gone Wild or anything.
Yeah.
We need that one to go.
Yeah. I mean, if we would have been given the opportunity, most likely.
Heck yeah, you would have, Sammy.
It's a blackout.
Good for you.
We're much closer to what we were looking for.
Nice.
So thank you. Ashley.
Yay.
Spring break stories.
So my best friend, he happens to be gay. We went to California for spring break, and we met up with another classmate from college. We all ended up taking a shower together, including one of her guy friends.
Nice.
And then we had relations. All of us.
Hold on, we need some soundtrack to this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. was this something you had tried before, or you were just dabbling in it for fun?
We just were dabbling in it for fun. Well, I was, but it ended up like being an all week thing. The classmate and I remained really good friends. We all hung out after.
Nice.
Occasionally did some stuff after, but it was the best spring break I have ever had.
Making memories, Ashley.
Steve.
Don't mind the mess. We're making memories.
So you had crazy menage for an entire week.
It was full of four of us, but yes, the whole.
Oh yeah, I was discounting the other. Yeah. Sorry.
Good for you, Ashley.
Yeah. Do your parents know that?
They might now, but it was a strange. It was all of us had to fly back into Denver, so they had to stay the night at my house.
Oh.
We were very good in the circle of my parents' house then. But after that, when we went back to college, and there were no rules then.
Good for you, wow. Ashley.
Yeah, you have memories. We can't steal that one.
I know.
David.
Yay.
Yay.
Spring break.
I went to Mexico and got my wisdom teeth pulled during spring break.
Wait.
Was this a plan?
Yeah, it was $60 a tooth.
Oh, my God.
So you saved a ton of money, got painkillers.
And got a beach vacation out of it.
Wow.
But you can't, like, wisdom teeth is a serious surgery, dude. It's not like you can go party. You don't want to get dry socket.
I had a great dentist, perfect recovery, partied on the beach.
For real? Was this your idea or your parents' idea?
It was my idea. I was an adult, so.
So they took a figure skate.
That's,
like, all up.
That's really weird, dude.
Cut your teeth up. I got to respect that, David.
Did you have relations after, like,
I went with my girlfriend at the time, and.
Wow. I've always thought of myself as someone who has a high tolerance on pain. I was a wreck for a week after my wisdom teeth.
Yeah. And we had here in America.
Yes. In a hospital where, I don't know, the ADA or somebody is involved. Good for you, David.
You're crazy, man.
That's exactly the kind of spring break we were looking for. I can't wait to tell somebody about it. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.